As one of his gestures in the days leading up to the end of his term, President Obama proclaimed three historic civil rights sites as national monuments. The Birmingham Civil Rights Monument in Birmingham, which includes the 16th Street Baptist Church, where four black girls were killed by a bomb set off by a white supremacist. The Freedom Riders National Monument in Anniston, Alabama, where in 1961 they were attacked by white segregationists who firebombed a bus. And the Reconstruction-era National Monument in Beaufort County, South Carolina, which includes one of the first schools for freed slaves. The Obama administration, like the nation, has come late to the realization that a vast period of history, from Reconstruction to the Jim Crow era to the Black Lives Matter movement of our time, has yet to be fully understood. Khalil Muhammad is director emeritus of the newly honored Schomburg Center in Harlem and professor of history, race, and public policy at the Harvard Kennedy School. He says this new appreciation of history is critical.
The simple fact that we've never actually acknowledged through a national monument the story of Reconstruction robs us of the most significant constitutional revolution this country has experienced since the founding of the nation, gave us the actual infrastructure of citizenship that we depend upon today.
The recognition of the Jim Crow period and its violence and really literally terrorism is something that happened late in the Obama administration. I think it's as though the president began thinking that this was going to be a sort of business as usual, incremental realization. And with the police brutality that happened and the Black Lives Matter movement, all of a sudden, the camera lens went much wider on history. And if you look at the African American History Museum, there's a tremendous focus on the Reconstruction era and Jim Crow.
I think, as has been true in times past, social movements have a significant impact on both how we reinterpret the past, but also our contemporary politics, the very way in which we redefine what justice is. And so we owe a lot of credit to the activists of the past several years, particularly since the Occupy movement and then with Black Lives Matter, in forcing us as a nation, and more particularly our museums and political leaders, to be more honest about the difficulty and the fragile nature of racial progress in America.
He said in his farewell speech that whites need to understand that impulses to commemorate some of the monuments that have been commemorated and impulses to embrace the Black Lives Matter movement aren't a form of reverse racism, but are a recognition of how this time has been omitted from our history. How do you think these monuments and more to come will help to rectify that?
Well, just as is true with the King Monument on the Mall, there's a way in which the grandeur of the physicality of history is incredibly important for all ages to have an introduction to the past. The fact that we are now 150 years later, really just beginning the work of building museums and monuments to our black past, is testament to this struggle, but also an invitation now, finally, to a reconciliation that is long overdue.
How can whites participate in that reconciliation by getting involved and having a meaningful connection to these monuments?
Well, first they have to acknowledge their legitimacy. People have to take on the responsibility and burden. As Dr. King, whom we honor today, said, white Americans have a greater responsibility for ending their own racial ignorance than any responsibility blacks have for having suffered from that past. And these monuments are a perfect moment for building the unfinished work that remains. In a post-Obama world, just like a post-Reconstruction world, in many ways, we are starting backwards. We are starting at a lower point than where we've come from. And with monuments, with museums, with commitment in our classrooms, we can protect ourselves from slipping backwards. As Obama himself said in a farewell speech, oftentimes we take two steps forward and one step backwards. Well, please, let's hope that in this moment, and let's do the work that we don't have to move backwards again.
Khalil Muhammad is Director Emeritus of the Schomburg Center and Professor of History, Race, and Public Policy at the Harvard Kennedy School. He spoke with us today from Bates College in Lewiston, Maine, where it is very chilly. Thanks so much.
Thank you, John.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.